And you're listening to 97.3 WRIRLP, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet.
I'm Peace One.
And I'm Bill Lupoletti, and neither of us is Paul G. How about that?
No, we're doing the strip mall flea market version of Paul's Boutique this evening, and I jumped at the chance to do a rock and roll show. And you? What's your excuse?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to play some songs in a language that I understand, that's all.
Well, we tried to prevent that, but, you know, it's rock and roll.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to be here, the two of us, from 9 until 11, filling in for Paul on Paul's Boutique. He is out of service tonight. He'll be back next week. And so we've got, you know, some cool stuff, we think, lined up for you. It's always a special show when somebody fills in, especially when they're doing a format that's not what they usually do, because they get to play, like, their favorites. So some of the stuff, I guess, we categorize as our favorites. We're going to start out here, Piece One, with maybe your favorite artist.
Right up there, yeah. So we're going to start with Patti Smith from her cover record called 12. And this cut is Give Me Shelter, As If I Need to Tell You.
cooler than the water. I know my way around. Everybody knows me. I grew up in this town. Got 1 million, 2 million. I can't remember how many million. And I'm exactly where I wanna be right now. Ah, yeah. I gotta call back from the wishing well. Ah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I gotta call back from the wishing well. Have to aim. I just smile, deal me in. I got 1 million, 2 million. I can't remember how many millions. Millions, I'll tell ya. I'm exactly where I wanna be right now. Alright, okay. I gotta call back from the wishing well.
Join WRIR at the Bird Theater in Richmond, Virginia on November 22, 2009 for an afternoon of comedic insight into the life, career, and mind of one of the world's most prolific entertainers, Harry Shearer, the satirical mastermind and political commentator behind Le Show, and the man behind the mustache of Derek Smalls, the bassist for the legendary and loudest rock band in the world, Spinal Tap. Mr. Shearer is also the voice talent behind the many characters of The Simpsons like Ned Flanders,
Oakley Doakley Doo,
and Mr. Burns.
I will wreak a terrible vengeance on this city. No one will be spared. No one!
Immediately following will be a 25th anniversary screening of the Rock You mockumentary, This Is Spinal Tap, with an introduction by Harry himself. Go to WRIR.org for more information and to buy tickets.
Just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just
proud of what I am. Poems I speak are plugged too tight. Please, oh please, let Plug 2 be himself, not what you read, alright. Right is wrong when hype is written. On the soul, they lie that. Style is surely our own thing, not the false disguise of showbiz. Hey, la soul is from the soul, and this fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory for Plug 1 and 2. But that glory's been denied by cassids and gookie eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep on a goofing up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Can you tell?
How can you stand the silence that pervades when we all cry? How can you watch the violence that erupts before your eyes? How can you tell us something just to keep us hanging on? Something that just don't mean nothing when we see it, you are gone. Clinging to some other rainbow, I was standing waiting in the cold, telling us the same old story, knowing time is growing old. That was a wonderful remark. Dark. I saw a million signs. I told a million lies to myself. To myself. To you, when we know your talk is cheap, how can we ever question why we give more and you keep? How can your empty laughter fill the room like ours with joy, when you're only playing with us like a child of a good toy? How can we ever feel the freedom or the flame that fires a spark? How can we ever come out even when reality is stark? That was a wonderful remark. I had my eyes closed in the dark.
Yeah, that's Van Morrison here on Paul's Boutique. And what a wonderful remark from the soundtrack of the movie The King of Comedy, brought to you through the beautiful resonance of vinyl. If it sounded like it was a little bit distorted, that's just because I've probably played it too often, because that is one of my all-time favorite Van Morrison songs. And really one of my all-time favorite movies as well, The King of Comedy, with Robert De Niro as Rupert Pupkin. And before that, we heard from Cat Power. From her album The Greatest, we heard Love and Communications, channeling her inner soul sister there. And De La Soul before that, Me, Myself, and I. And Morphine did Wishing Well from their album Like Swimming. Pavement, Loretta's Scars from Slanted and Enchanted, 1991. And starting out that set, Patti Smith and her version of Gimme Shelter from her kind of peculiar all covers record called 12, because it's 12 cover songs, right? And it's but you know, she's she's, I think, miscast as a punk rocker. She's really a rock and roll classicist, and that's how I see it. Particularly particularly the Patti Smith group, you know, with Lenny Kaye, who's the guy who invented the Nuggets idea, and one of the all-time great rock drummers in that band, J.D. Daugherty. So really no surprise to hear them covering rock classics, because they're a classic rock band.
Well, you know, you are listening to Paul's Boutique. Don't run away. I am P. Swan from Can't Stop the Music.
And I'm Bill Lupoletti from Global Agogo, and we're kind of stretching out here, playing some stuff that we don't play on our usual shows, and Paul will be back next week.
We've done nothing with him. He's, he's at a concert, right?
He is indeed.
Yeah. He's taking in culture here in Richmond. So you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. It is 9:28 here at the at Paul's Flea Market version here. Since opening, Couscous Restaurant has supported WRIR programming. Couscous's weekly and monthly entertainment includes Musico Music, Trivia, Bollywood Dance Night, Soul Night, and Yacht Rock. Now serving a new and expanded fall menu, Couscous is open for dinner Monday through Saturday and for lunch weekdays. Smoke-free until 9 p.m., dine-in or take-out. 900 West Franklin Street in the Chesterfield Apartment Building. Information and reservations, 804-358-0868.
We were going to do the all Yacht Rock version of Paul's Boutique, but we changed our mind.
Well, you know, it's after Labor Day, so wearing white shoes just doesn't cut it in New Kent. So, you may wonder, is it time to worry about the weather? Find out for yourself. The National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center, provides detailed storm tracking and warning information at its website, www.nhc.noaa.gov/nhc_storms.shtml. And if you just go to the NOAA website, NOAA.gov, and it will all be revealed. But there's a lot of really entertaining weather facts there, if you're concerned.
And you should be.
You know, like if you've got your kid up in a balloon and you got to figure out where they're going to land and tracking.
That would be the first thing that I would do, would be check the NOAA website. The second thing I would do would be to call a TV station, though.
You'd check the weather first?
Yeah. Mm. But that's just me. Hey, it's 9:30 here in Richmond, Virginia, USA. You're listening to WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And this program is Paul's Boutique. We're going to continue with some more music. Hey, for those of you who are wondering, the way we set this show up is we each picked a song, and we did it kind of in sequence. So it's
dueling. It's our idea of a date.
So, but it's going to be tough for you to figure out who picked which songs. But once you get the sequence down, you'll know. But really, there's a lot of stuff here that either of us would have picked if the other one hadn't picked it first or something like that.
And the reason I wanted to do this show is my show is usually bad music, and so it seemed really nice to be able to play music that was wonderful.
Like this next song from The Clash. This is Gates of the West.
Shouting that I made it all this way from Canada Town Station to 44th and 8th. demonic possession, his courts in session, sign my confession, demonic possession, raining on the day she told me the things that fell asleep. Mama wasn't there to scold me. No prison or cell could hold me.
WRIR 97.3 FM, punk rockers, lovers of punk, and robots who will listen to anything. Thursdays 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. is the Solid Days Show with Dirty Dacoy Dan.
Pop punk, post punk, folk punk, glam punk, street punk, garage punk, surf punk, cow punk, French punk, German punk, Spanish punk, and punk from East Passaic, New Jersey.
Punk radio lives. Yeah, baby. You know you want it.
answers on the wall of death.
Snow white dove to
And that's Lamb Chop here on Paul's Boutique with the Butcher Boy. That is that's a very old song. I think that's a child ballad, actually, piece one, isn't it?
I'd have to look it up.
From their album Nixon. Here's an interesting factoid about the band Lamb Chop from Nashville, Tennessee. The only time I've ever seen them, Paul G was at that show. It was in New York. It was the it was right around this time of the year, and it was during the CMJ festival, and it was the year that the Yankees and the Mets were playing in the World Series, and Paul was at that show as well. And it's very memorable because after each song, Kurt Wagner of Lamb Chop would saunter up to the microphone, and he had a transistor radio with him on stage, and he would just say into the mic, "It's 2-1," or "It's 4-2." He would never tell you which team was which. Before Lamb Chop, in that was kind of our roots rock set there. We had Richard and Linda Thompson with Wall of Death from their album Shoot Out the Lights. And the Status Quo did Pictures of Matchstick Men. The Cracker did Turn On, Tune In, Drop Out With Me. That's from their latest album, Sunrise in the Land of Milk and Honey. There's a Richmond band for you. And if you're playing the game at home, you get an extra point for knowing that Cracker frequently covers Pictures of Matchstick Men in their live shows. Actually, Camper Van Beethoven recorded that song. That was David Lowery's previous band before Cracker. Actually, and that band is still exists and sometimes opens for Cracker. And before that, we heard the Drive-By Truckers, Demonic Possession, from what I think was their first album. It's called Gangsta Billy, and it's on Soul Dump Records. And if I recall correctly, we bought that CD, Peace One, when they played at the Richmond Barn Dance. The Capital City Barn Dance, isn't that right?
That is, and you know, one of the people who helped run that was our very own DJ here at WRR, George Ruther.
That's right, who's the head of our FCC committee. Probably the most unlikely person for that job. He does a great job at it, actually. And he also hosts the Breakfast Blend on Wednesday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m., so you should check him out, George Ruther. And for that, we heard the Minutemen and Corona from Double Nickels on the Dime. There's a Desert Island Disc, if there ever were one, punk rock division. And we started out with The Clash.
Well, you know, another reason that would be a good Desert Island Disc is there must be like 50 or 60 songs on there. So you'd have a lot of options.
And that was one of the longer songs at 2 minutes and 25 seconds. And we started off the set way back at about 9:30 with The Clash and Gates of the West. That's from 1979, and it was on a record called the Cost of Living EP that came out after the second Clash record and before London Calling. And it kind of prefigured The Clash's transition from being... just a punk band. I don't know. That's maybe a little bit unfortunate way of putting it, into a band that had an even broader repertoire, and certainly with a lot of influence from American rock of the 1950s and 60s. Clash, Gates of the West. And you're listening to Paul's Boutique here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, the Tower of Low Power, where we offer you clear signal and not clear channel. We are the toast of Richmond. Do we have any other slogans that we could throw in there?
Radio for the rest of us.
And the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. That's
Did
not
you
a
mention toast?
Yeah, toast.
The toast of Richmond.
That emergency broadcasting, that's not a slogan. That's what we actually are. And it's 10 o'clock here in Richmond, Virginia, USA.
WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine asks, are you experienced? The new RVAMag.com brings you everything you didn't know you needed. Original works from up-and-coming filmmakers, internet radio jockeys, and new content every single day covering art, music, and opinions. The new RVAMag.com is your daily dose. And also, thanks to the generosity of WRIR supporters, the 2009 Fall Fund Drive successfully raised $27,000. Now we can buy new hardware and software, talk shows and microphones, turntables and CD players, stamps and paper, pens and a new red swingline stapler. So thank you, thank you, thank you from WRAR LP 97.3, radio for the rest of us.
Yeah, and we actually just went over our all-time record that was set in the spring. for the most money raised in a fund drive, because people have been donating after the fund drive ended. And if you, it kind of slipped your mind, or you meant to do it and didn't do it, you can still donate, and we still have some premiums, t-shirts and stuff like that. The way to do it is just to go to our website, WRIR.org, and there's a donate button up there. It's very easy to find. It's on pretty much any page that you go to. It'll be on there. Just click on that, and it's very easy to do. You can do it all online, and it's all secure through this really cool service that we're using called Woofoo, and it works really well.
Well, you know why? Because it's better late than never. I guess donating is kind of like, well, I won't say it. Well, I am P. Swan, and I usually do Can't Stop the Music, and I am bringing the... Well, we are bringing the flea market version of Paul's Boutique. Just think of us as the Chinese knockoffs of the Italian fashion version. And what do we have next?
Well, I'd said that we were doing this show kind of each picking a song at a time in a kind of radio ping pong fashion. And this next set, we've got two international songs. I'm going to kind of give this away, though, and tell you that the two international songs were actually chosen by P. Swan. Because both of us are on Busman's Holiday, so I didn't want to play anything international. And
didn't want to play anything terrible.
Yeah, so we're both avoiding those things. But we'll start with one of those selections. This is Getachew Mercuria from Ethiopia with the X from the Netherlands.
Oh, and you know another reason why I wanted to play the world music? Because you had to pronounce it, and I didn't have to.
I think I did okay on that one. That's an easy one. And this is from a great album that these guys did. By all means, find this record. It's highly recommended. If you like Ethiopian music or if you like punk rock, you're going to hear both mashed together in this song, Ethiopia Hagare, right here on Paul's Boutique.
Thank you. how to deal with someone who says that's so gay. Outsmart them.
This party is, like, so gay. Totally.
Excuse me, but did you ladies know the word gay used to mean happy or excited? Then it became a word used to describe gay people. Then somehow it came to mean dumb or stupid, which is how you just used it, which is not very nice.
Ew, that guy is on the football team and super smart, and he totally hates us now. Totally.
When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off. Learn more at thinkbeforeyouspeak.com. Brought to you by GLSEN and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Paul's Boutique here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. No, I'm not Paul. You could tell that from my voice. This is Bill Lupoletti from Global Agogo. You get to hear me tomorrow again at 5 o'clock when I bring you that program every Friday from 5 to 7. And I'm being joined tonight by the lovely...
P. Swan.
And your show is...
Can't Stop the Music, Sunday nights from 9 to 11, where we play the overlooked and underappreciated. And some of its music.
Putting a keyhole, an eye to the keyhole of culture.
That would be an ear. That's a real catchy slogan, isn't it?
To the keyhole of culture.
Or just putting a finger on your tuchus.
That's right. We're not TV, so the eye doesn't count. Hey, in that last set, we just ended up with Yola Tango. That was kind of our noise set there, but it was melodic noise mostly in that set. Barney B. Hardly Working from President Yola Tango. And Animal Collective, there's some 2009 music. Summertime Clothes from their album Merriweather Post Pavilion. Noir Désir de l'Enfant Roi from Des Visages des Figures. And before that, Père Ubu, a band from Cleveland with a sort of French name. And Non-Alignment Pact. Believe it or not, 1978, that was a band that really stuck out like a sore thumb in 1978. Their first album, The Modern Dance. And we started off the set with Getachew Mercuria from Ethiopia and The X, which is a kind of an anarcho-punk band from the Netherlands. And there's a lot of Ethiopians in Holland, and a lot of people there have been turned on to Ethiopian music. And so these guys kind of put punk rock and Ethiopian music together, and it's a fantastic blend.
And The X has been, they're a little more punk than Chumbawamba, but they've been doing their thing since the 70s.
Yeah, kind of a similar group to that.
And, I like 50-year-old men who jump around in combat boots and play really complicated music fast.
And how about, 75-year-old saxophone players that they are struggling to keep up with? Because that's about how old Getachew Mercuria is. We got to see those guys play in New York the summer before last, and we were just totally blown away. Easily one of the 10 best concerts I've ever seen in my life.
As were all the Ethiopians in the audience, because that record is, Mercuria got to choose the set list, and it's basically classic hits from the golden age of Ethiopian music, and reinterpreted and with new lyrics in a lot of cases, but the audience knew all the songs.
We were sitting with a guy who is about our age, and from Ethiopia. And
that would be 29.
Right. And he was, every song, he was so excited. He would turn to us and explain to us what the name of the song was and who it was that recorded it. And this was by Tilahun Gesese, and this was by Mahmoud Ahmed. And we were blown away because all of the stuff was done at like punk rock tempos and didn't really sound, it certainly doesn't sound like those Ethiopiques records of the music from the 60s and 70s, which is what they're referencing. But boy, the Ethiopians in the audience just loved it, and we were really struck by how broad-minded all the listeners were.
Well, and the song that we played is not a national anthem, but it is a song praising Ethiopia and your love of Ethiopia and what a kind of old and honorable nation, if I'm getting that right. So it's, of all the material, that's really, that would be kind of like kind of the Ethiopian jazz version of This Land Is Your Land, or one of those kind of great songs that everybody knew. Well, it is 10:32, and you are listening to Paul's Boutique. We want to say thank you for your generosity during WRIR's Fall 2009 Fun Drive. We celebrated community radio, and we ate delicious food thanks to Richmond businesses, including Cameron Seafood Market, 2311 West Broad Street, showcasing fresh seafood to take home or cooked on site to your taste, and Savor, offering locally sourced food done right, just across the river on the corner of West 7th and Porter Streets in historic Manchester. Thank you again and again. WRIR is really radio for and by the rest of us.
All right, we got 27 minutes until Dirty Dacoit Dan comes in here with Salad Days, which is always a great program, so make sure you stay tuned for
that's
that.
That's good. We've got 26 and a half minutes of music.
There you go. We've got it all measured out. So we're in good shape, and hopefully you will enjoy this last set of the program as well, which is going to get started with the Ben Vaughn Combo. It's Paul's Boutique here on 97.3 WRIR.
Beautiful thing, walking by. Beautiful thing, caught my eye. Beautiful thing, just passed me by. Beautiful thing, should I even try? Satisfy this fire inside, Beautiful thing. She's a mystery to me, How can I make her see, How beautiful things could be, Beautiful thing in me,
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but me, I like to sit around to satisfy my soul. I like my women short, I like my women tall, and that's about the only thing I really dig
at all. Yeah, well, man, well.
I belong to the beat generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind. I belong to the beat generation. And everything's going just fine.
Weirdsville, yeah.
Some people say I'm lazy and my life's a wreck, but that stuff doesn't faze me. I get unemployment checks. I run around in sandals. I never ever shave. And that's the way I wanna be when someone digs my grave.
Put a beat in the White House.
I belong to the beat generation. Yeah. I don't let anything trouble my mind.
Sneaky Pete,
yeah. Belong to the beat generation. And everything's going just fine.
Back on the road.
I once knew a man who worked from 9 to 5. Just to pay his monthly bills was why he stayed alive. So keep your country cottage, your house and lawn so green. I just want a one-room pad where I can make the scene.
So out it's in.
I belong to the beat generation. I don't let anything trouble my and everything's going just fine.
Oh, oh man, poetry and jazz.
I belong to the beat generation.
Yeah.
I don't let anything trouble my mind. Hey,
let's flip for the coffee.
I belong to the beat generation.
Man, we've made this thing long enough.
Song before song, before song blues. Rap it, baboon. Rap it, baboon.
Rap it, baboon.
Rap it,
baboon. Rap it, baboon.
Rap it, baboon.
Rap it, baboon.
Rap it, baboon.
You'll be over pretty soon.
Rap it, baboon.
Yeah, run, run, catch us soon. Sunshine on,
rap it, baboon.
Mother says son, she says son, you can't lose
with the stuff you use.
Up, 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 up,
rap it, baboon.
Up, up.
Well, we're almost at the end of Paul's Boutique, and that was Captain Beefheart and his magic band from Safe as Milk with Abba Zaba. Bob McFadden and Dore doing the Beat Generation from Songs Our Mommy Taught Us. And you may recognize that format there, and that is clearly the source for Richard Hell and the Voidoids. I Belong to the Blank Generation. And another factoid about that, the Dore of Bob McFadden and Dore. Bob McFadden was a voiceover artist, and you did some comedy records, and but the Dore is Rod McEwen at a point when he was not ready to fully disclose he was part of that project.
I was never ready for him to be Rod McEwen at all.
Well, you know, he is the man who brought you Girls of Summer.
Hey, here's a trivia item.
Put it into the full list. Okay.
Here's a trivia item about the Captain Beefheart record, Safe as Milk. The engineer of that record, Hank Ciccalo, he's my father's best friend from the Army.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you know where he is?
No, I don't.
Mojave Desert, maybe?
Possibly.
Hmm. Okay, so before the Beat Generation, we had the Dream Syndicate with When You Smile, Luna with the title cut from Pup Tent, and Ben Von Combo with Beautiful Thing. It's 10:51. I am P. Swan. I usually bring you Can't Stop the Music, but me and my partner here,
Bill Lupoletti from Global Agogo,
are bringing you the flea market version of Paul's Boutique. And Paul will be back next week, fully charged, bringing you the music that you know and love, as only Paul can do that.
And Dan's going to be up next with Salad Days in just about 8 minutes, like we said. And we're going to end with a long song. And
In this amount of time, Dan probably could play 8 or 9, maybe even 10 songs.
That's right. And I can't remember who chose this one for the show, but I can tell you that this is the first record that I ever bought at Plan 9 when I moved to Richmond in 1981, and they had just opened. And it's the 33-inch EP version of Oh Superman.
33 inches?
33 RPM version of a 7-inch single of Oh Superman by Laurie Anderson, and a very cool collector's item now, although it's been certainly reissued many, many times since then.
Well, she had 5,000 copies printed by the label that issued it when she made the recording of this, and then it got picked up on Radio 1, BBC Radio 1, and became a big hit, and she said, she couldn't lick that many stamps, and had been in conversation with Warner Brothers, and at that point said, okay, look, you know, you guys release it. I don't want to be in the distribution business. And unbelievably, 300,000 copies of this single sold in Great Britain, and it was a dance club hit, which...
I don't know how you would dance to this.
Well, Why don't we have just the maybe, music speak for itself?
Maybe slowly. Anyway, thanks for sharing the show with us. Stay tuned for Salad Days right here on 97.3 WRIR.
Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, Superman. Oh, John.
Ha 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 there's always force. And when force is gone, there's always mind. Thank you.